Okay, we're up to Chaf Amud Aleph of Mishnah. So, Mishnah. Nader b'cheirim. A person made a nether, cheirim. This bread is to me like cheirim. So we had in the Mishnah before that could he mean cheirmei kohanim, he could mean cheirmei mikdash, cheirmei kohanim is not osur, cheirmei mikdash yet. Here's a different thing. V'omar, and then later on he tells us, oh, I didn't mean cheirim at all. I meant a fishnet, which is also called a cheirim. I just meant this bread should be like fishnets, which is a little far-fetched, but that's what he said. Okay. The carbon, or he said, I make this bread also to me like carbon. And afterwards he told us, I didn't mean a carbon that goes on the Mizbeach, I meant a present that you give to kings, which is also called a carbon. Right, I mean a present. I mean it should be a birthday present. That's what I was meant when I said carbon. Hari atzmi carbon. He said, I make myself like a carbon. In other words, I guess I don't know if you're also to this one or also to that one, ever. Also to himself. But Omer, and afterwards he said, I didn't mean myself. I have a bone in the house that what's it called? That whenever I want to make the dorim, I make it on that bone. So I didn't mean me, I meant that bone. So all these things are obviously far-fetched. Or konim ichti nehenesli. I make a nether, my wife should be osur to me. Shouldn't have any hanor from me. Okay? The Omar, and afterwards he said, lo nadarti el vishti arishona. And I was talking about my first wife, not this one. Shigirashti. I divorced her, right? I didn't mean this wife, I meant that wife. Al kulon, right? For all of them, right, elokas lichos. Now the al kulan, right, ain nishalim lahem. They don't have to ask. They don't have to get a hatoras nadarim for them. We believe him. Right? He has the right to tell us that he that it's not what's it called not what he. But that's what he meant. Right, something like that. But in other words, yeah, we believe him. Comes to nadarim, we believe him. The im nishalo. What if he did come to ask for hatoras nadarim? The Gemara is going to ask him if he did come. We don't make him have a Torah Sodorim. So why should it be worse if he came to ask not Torah Sodorim? Onshin also, we punish him. Umachmirin alim, or machmiran him. Divra Merser Meir says. If he comes to ask, we'll see the Gemara said, Tomaranam Haaretz. Atamat Chacham, we believe him. We don't need any Hatoris Nadarim, and they don't give him any punishments or anything. But in Am Haaretz, we want to impress upon him this is not what to do. So the Rav Meir says we are machmir on him and we also punish him. And the Gemara is going to discuss what the two things are. The Chachamim omrim, Chachamim say, if they do come to ask, then poskim lohem pesach mimakom acher. Right? We try to find that even if we don't believe him, that he meant a fishnet, right? That there's a pesach, right? Or charata, right? There's two ways you can be matur and neder, either with a pesach or with charata, meaning the following. Pesach is that if you would have known this, would you have made that neder? In the end, he has to be mischaret on the neder completely. So we say, something came up, if you would have known this situation or whatever, would you have made that neder to begin with? And he says, no, that's a pesach. Charata is, well, there's no pesach, but we tell him, Matsuko, maybe when you made the neder, you were angry, right, you lost your control, whatever it may be, and you're mischarit if you ever made it to begin with. So that's charata. Obviously a pesach is what's it called a better thing than to tell us that when you made the nether you really didn't mean it or whatever. Here we're saying, if you would have known this situation at the time, would you have... Okay, that's not across the board, because there are certain pesachim that we don't say, because it's nolad, something that a person obviously wouldn't have taken into consideration at all. Right, person made a nether that he's whatever, I don't know, something, and then he win the lottery. So we said, if you would have known you won the lottery, since it was something like out of the question, maybe that's called nolad or whatever. But in any case, but those are two things, pesach and charata. So we'll see in 1 second. The Gemara is going to discuss what the chumrah is gabi Rav Meir and what the chachamim say differently. And we teach him and we tell him that don't do this again. Right, don't fool around with the Dorim, start saying cheirem and you mean fishnets or whatever. Just stay away from the Dorim. Okay, Rashi. Nodar b'cheirem, the Omer chefet zeh cheirem alai. So this bread should be cheirem to me. V'shuv Omer lo nadarti al b'cheirem al shayam. I didn't mean cheirem of any kind of Isra, I meant it should be like a fishnet. al shem hareshes shesodim bo esadagim v'lo becheir mamish ela bekorbanos malachim doron no shemakrim thay malachim, presents you give to a king are called the korban. V'chein imamar hareni atzmi korban like the mashma shehiktish atzmo v'shuv amar lo nadarti ela be'etzem echot sheyesh li besol beisei she nachdiv lios noderbo v'lo ba'atzmi ma'arimi me, I meant the bone in the house. I'll call Elu Enishon Lehem, the Ainsar of Shiloh. The Vaday Mutter, Hoel the Inu Amre, the Aldas Kain Omru, since they're telling us this is what they meant, we believe them. The Imni Shalu, in Baal Lisho, right, then the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? If we don't need in Hatoran Sadoran, what do you mean if they come or they don't come? The Chachomim Roman Postum and Pesach, the Charota, Umochich in Osan Shalo Yinagu Kalasosh Medorim. We have a Pesach of Charota. We'll see the Gemara is going to say that according to a mayor, you don't give him a chance to be matur with Charata, only with a Pesach. Okay, Gemara. Hagufa Kasha. The mission itself is contradictory. Amras ein nishalom lahem, v'hadartani im nishalu, onshin osom, machmir nalim. First we tell them you don't need Hatar Sadorim. Then if they come to ask, we're machmir on, we're onish them, right? Why is that worse? Omrev Yehuda hachiktani. V'kula mein tzorach l'sheila ben ben tvorim amurim b'tamad chacham. A Tamad Chacham who did this, we believe him that he did it. Why he did it? Verves. I think one of the Rishonim says that Talmidei Chachamim usually, what's it called, you know, speak like this. I mean, they're used to, you know, these kind of far-fetched things, right, from learning Gemara or whatever. So their minds are geared to make these kind statements, right. But in Amara, it's things straight. He doesn't start thinking all these crazy things. So therefore, we give it to him. Okay. But Pashtus, the reason is that Talmud Chacham is not going to be Mekel in the Dorim for this, and our Amoritz may think, hey, see, you got away with this, I'll get away with other things too. Avol b'Amoritz shebo lisho onshin also u'machmirin olav. So v'shlomo machmirin delo paschin alei b'charata. The chumra is that when we try to be matir this nether for him, right, we only do it with a Pesach, not with charata. That's the chumra. Because normally you could do with Charata too. Here we want to make a pressure on the guy. You got to find a Pesach, or we're not going to be mounted this nether. Ela onshin hechidon. What's the onish? What onish do we give him? Kivitanya. The onish is as following. Misha nozer va'over al nizirus. A person made a nether nizirus, and he drank wine. He was matamil mason. He didn't keep his nizirus. So enis karkin lo, at sheinag bo isr kiyomim shenagi bahetur, divra b'yehuda. So even though me'ikar adin, I made a nether of nizirus, and I drank wine the whole time. I'm still Yotze the Nazirus, except they get Malkus or whatever, if I whether they aid them or I'm a bad guy. But I was Yotze my Nazirus. I just was over my Nazirus, but I wasn't vatalit. So normally he'd be finished. Right? If for 30 days he drank wine, he made himself a Nazir and drank wine for 30 days. So he was a Nazir for 30 days. He was a bad guy, and he's finished with his Nazirus at the end of the 30 days. But the Midrabanan, we don't allow that. He comes to us, we tell him, 30 days you drank wine, 30 days more you're going to have to be noeg naziris, right, as if you're still a nazir, right, that's what it'll be. And therefore, if he was made a naziris for 100 days, and he drank wine for 100 days, another 100 days he's going to have to be a nazir, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rabbi Yossi, no, v'med v'arim amrizim muetis, that's only by a 30-day naziris that he has to keep the 30 days. Av naziris merubo daya lamed yom, but if he made a naziris for 100 days, and he drank wine the whole 100 days, he only has to keep another 30 days, a minimum Naziris, as an Onish. Because he's not really a Nazir anymore. Okay, Rashi. So that's the Onish. Same thing over here. The guy comes and he says, this bread is usher to me for a month, like fishnets. That's what he said in the end. Right? So we tell him, fine, you don't eat bread for 30 days, and then we'll be Mata the Nether for you. Okay. The kulan Rashi, the kulan in Yishol, and the ain poskin lohem Pesach, the ain matirin lohem, the kansinin lohu, mishum the nidra mamish mashma. It was mashma that he made mamish a nether, and we don't want a person to make these kind of light-headed things with nedorim. The hader tani mishal the mash nisholin, the kulan ain tzrichin sheila the mutarin below sheila, the mer dvarim amurim betamid chacham, the akroyhu the nader kai gavna below osi the misrach. It was a one-time thing that he did. He's not going to do it again. He's not going to become Nakel and Dorim if we're matter him this nether. If we don't have to be matter him, we just let him do it without. We're afraid that he's going to do this again. The over on the Zirusok, the Kisovra Betos Nader. The Achri came Bolisho. And he thought, why if he made himself a Nazir, then he even drank wine. Why would he do such a thing? Because he assumed that maybe I made a mistake, and I'm not really a Nazir. Then he came to ask us if he made a mistake, and we tell him that you didn't make a mistake, you're really a Nazir. But we're not going to be Matar, you're Naziris, until you keep 30 days of Naziris. Or how much, as much, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as you didn't keep. Einiskak, in law of Torah Lobacharata, Naziris Mu'eta, Shekibel of Naziris Lamed Yom. Avlim Kibel Naziris Meruba, Va'over Vishasa Kuf Yom, 100 days he drank. Ein Omrimina Yisr Kuf Yom, Shenog Heter, Elela Omish, Lamed Yom Kestam Naziris. That's what the Rabbi Yossi says. Lamed Yom Kestam Naziris. Hachi, Nami Onchino Soshini, Yisr Benidro, Ukiyomim Sheik of Kol Nidro, Dikshomer Lonadarti Ella Bechermo Shalyand, the Noeg Heter Bedover Adla Achrasman, Shaola Bedaito Lisha. Same thing goes with what's it called, with a nether of that he made Bechermo Shalyan. The time that he should have been keeping this nether, had it been a real nether, we make him keep it afterwards. Okay. Omer of Yosef, however, Amri Rabbonin, Ainis Kokinlo, right, since the Rabbonin said that the Beis Din is not allowed to get involved in the matter this nether, right? Stam, right? We have to teach him a lesson. Beidina de Miskatki lo avit shaper. A Beis Din that, what's it called, that did be matter nether for him, did the wrong thing. But Stam, we let it go by. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer mashem tininle. Put the Beis Din in Chevim. We could have put him in Shanta for doing such a thing. If they were over what the Rabbanan said, don't be lenient with this guy. Punish him, and don't be matter it with Charata, right? Just with Pesach, and they don't listen to that, so the Beis Din gets put in Cheir. Beidina Rashi to Mizdakik lay Kodim Sheinug Isr Biatzmo Lo'ovit Shapir. The Beis Din was matter the nether for him before they punish him and make him keep what he said for the time limit. Then we put them in Cheir. The Chacham Morin Poskim Pesach. Tana la olam al tehi ragel b'nedarim. Right? What do we tell him? Shouldn't be ragel to make nedarim altogether. Shesov cholim b'shvuas. Because if you're going to be in the end make bad nedarim, you're going to end up making shvuas shav, and that's even worse than a neder. The al tehi ragel is a shvuah. It says lo yinake by a shvuah. Right? It's much worse than a neder. Right? Because a shvuah is usually b'shem Hashem. The al tehi ragel etzlam ha'aretz. Don't be usual. Don't hang around with amaratzim. Shesof chalachil chutzvolim, because you'll end up eating something that's treif, a tevel, because they don't know how to take off trumas and maisras properly. Al tirogel etzel kohen amaretz. Shesof chalachil the truma. A kohen amaretz and end up feeding you truma, and not realize that you're a Yisrael and you can't eat truma. The altar v'sichem ha'isha. Don't speak too much with a woman. Shesov chalavi deniuf. You're going to come to Isurim. Rebacha b'Reb Yoshi Omer al kolat sofa benoshim sofa bali de'avira. A person who gazes at women is in the end going to come to avira. B'chol amistakel ba'kava shal isha having lo bonim sheinu muganim. Person who even looks at the heel, according to this chat, the heel of a woman, even that part of her body, the heel, right, is in the end going to have children that aren't proper. Omer of Yosef, and it's not talking about Stam woman. Stam woman, you can't look at her b'chlau. But here we're talking even b'ishto nida, right? Which doesn't have the iser, regular iser of istaklas. But if she's a nida, it's also to look at her parts of her body that are normally covered, even her heel. Omer of Shim ben Lakish, akava diktani b'mokam atinofis, shumachuvin k'negedo ekev. It's not talking about her heel, mamish. It's talking about the part of her body that is symmetric with her heel, which means her mokam ha'erva. Okay. Rashi, shesovcha linmo b'nedarim im tirbim l'nedarim. We have a shesovcha linmo b'shvuos. Second. Yeah, we have the Chora Rashi has different gears. We have alti rogel b'nedarim shesovcha linmo b'shvuos. Rashi had the gears of sovcha limol b'nedarim, because if you're too rogel in nedarim, in the end you're going to, what's it called, be over on the nedarim. But we have, if you're too light with nedarim, in the end it's going to be worse than that. You're going to be over on shvuas too. Okay. Shehov. Oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay, let's go on. A little bit farther. Tanya. Bavurti Yirosa Penechem Zubusha. When a person has the quality of being able to be ashamed, that's Yira Shemayim. That's the Yira that's on your face. Busha shows up on your face, you turn red. Levilti Techeto, Malamid Shabusha Mivili De Yira Shet. Just like we had the other things, that if you do these things, you're going to come to Chet. If you have Busha, you're going to come to Yira Shet. Mikan Omru Simin Yotha Ba'adam Shubayshin. It's a good thing for a person to be a person who's ashamed, who's bashful. That's a bashful person. Acherim omrim kol adam is bayish lo meheru chote. A person who's bashful is not going to be chote. He's going to be ashamed to do a chatoy. Mishein lo boshes ponim, person who has no shame, be yadua shalu amdu avosav al harsinai. You can be sure that his forefathers didn't stand on harsinai, meaning by harsinai. They weren't there. They were probably part of the Erev Rav, or he's part of Geirin, because the one of the midos of Klal Yisrael is Baishonim. So the guy has no busha. He doesn't have one of the simonim of being a regular yid. So Mustama, his avos were not Har Sinai. I have a different pshat, because the Chora, nobody stood on Har Sinai. Everybody stood right. Couldn't weren't allowed to go up on Har Sinai. So it's not lo amdu avos of Har Sinai. And the pshat is like this. It says that. The reason they didn't go up to Har Sinai is because the Rabban Shlom's Shechina was there, and they were commanded not to go up. But it says that when the Shechina left, Hema Yalu Bahar, then you could go up, right? So somebody who had Boshes Panim, right? When the Shechina left, he still didn't go up to Har Sinai because he was embarrassed. How could I go up to the mountain? If he didn't have boshes upon him, then the same amount of what's it called? No, the person who didn't have who had boshes upon him, the reason he didn't go up is because the Rabban Shlom said not, and the Shechina was there, and he got from the Shechina boshes upon him. So when the Shechina left, he realized the mountain's a different mountain; he could go up. So he was omdu avosav Har Sinai. But the guy who didn't have any boshes upon him, he didn't get anything from Har Sinai. So there was no difference between the Shechina was there and the Shechina wasn't there. So he wouldn't go up even afterwards, also. Right, he couldn't go up in the mountain. The mountain's a mountain. If you can't go up before, you can't go up now. So to him, it made no difference whether the Shechina was there or the Shechina wasn't there, because he didn't get anything from the Shechina being. He didn't get the benefit of Maimon Har Sinai of the Boshes Ponim. So mainly for him, there was no difference before Matan Torah and after Matan Torah. So he didn't, his ancestors never went up onto Har Sinai. So therefore, that's Shadlo Omdu Avosav Al Har Sinai. Mamish literally lechor. Okay. So the next things have to do with busha in having relations, and the first part here is pretty chomer, and then the Gemara says the halach is not like that, so I want to put them together so we see the whole piece, and not that a whole day goes by where it seems like this is what the halach is when it's not, and then we'll see what is the halacha. And these are shaylas I get all the time now, especially with Balei Tshuva. And the last generation didn't these kinds of shaylas. But here it's very nafuts, and it's speak my daughter, she's a kala teacher also, how they deal with kalas today and chosins. This Gemara is very important to know what's la halacha and what's not la halacha.
So we shouldn't be too worried about what we learned just yesterday in Perkei Avos, lo baishan lamin.
Why?
Because you just said
no. So that's if you use the wrong kind of busha, right? There's things that you shouldn't be a baishan for. But there's things you should be a bayishan for, right?
Sometimes in one family, one person that does whatever it says.
Good question. So, the answer we say always is, it says that we had a report from the Avram ben Avram, that anybody who's a Meshumid, it's a raya that his parents were way back, didn't want the Torah, but they were outvoted. And anybody who's a ger is that they're from Goyim that wanted the Torah. But the Maisha have been generations from that Meshumid that were big Talmid HaChachomim. Meshumid doesn't mean physically heredity. It means not everybody has a shaykhus to the people they come from, right? They have recessive genes and dominant genes or whatever. You could be a throwback to a grandfather and not from your parents, look at the certain physical qualities. Same thing. Somebody who has a shaykhus to the people on Har Sinai who were not Omir Har Sinai, right? So they what's it called, if they have a connection spiritually to that, so they go back to them. If not, they go back to a different generation of people who were. In other words, the person who was there at Har Sinai had part of him that was on Har Sinai and part not. Right? Everybody is made of different part. So this kid came from that part, and the other one came from the other part. Right? You can split up. That's why it says that Yaakov Avinu was mispalel, that when Korach came, they shouldn't attribute him. But we know who he is. I mean, it says Ben Kohos, Ben, what's it called? Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kohos, Ben Levi. Everybody knows who Levi's father was. No great mystery to know he came from Yaakov. It means that what Korach did had roots in Kohos, in Yitzhar, in Levi. There was no roots in Yaakov. In this, he didn't trace back to Yaakov. He had no connection to Yaakov in this Indian. So he came from Yaakov physically, but this part of him didn't come from Yaakov Avinu. It had a root in the other ones, yeah. And he took it, but for Yaakov, there was no shaychus to the machlokas of Korach within his genes or whatever.